时间过得真快。
Time flies.
已经到了夏令会最后一道信息了。
This is our last session.
我们还是求主让我们认识主到底是谁。
Nevertheless, we ask the Lord to still let us know who He is.
主太大了。
The Lord is so great.
我们一生也不能认识主多少。
In all of your life, you're not going to know the Lord a whole lot.
我们尽我们的力量，我们一同来追求认识基督的启示。
Yet nevertheless, with all that we have, we seek to know Him.
读几处圣经。
Let us read a few passages.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
二十节到二十八节。
20-28.
翻到没有？
Have you
翻到了，一起来读。
Found it. Let us read together. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, after that those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers up the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he has accepted who put all things in subjection to him. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, that God may be all in all.
好，四十九节到五十一节。
Let us read also 49
到五十四节。
49-54. And just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery.We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality,Then will come about the saying that it is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
我们读到五十七节。
The 57. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus.
哥林多后书一章十九到二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 19-20.
我们一起读。
Let us read together. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in him. For as many as may be the promises of God,In him they are yes. Wherefore also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
好，二章十二到十五节。
Chapter 2, verses 12-15. Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia.But thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved, among those who are perishing to the one an aroma.
好，一读到十七节。
To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things? For we are not like many, peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God.
第五章十七到十八节。
Chapter 5, verses 17 to 18.Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
第十章第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 5.
我们从第四节读到第五节。
Verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
第十二章
Chapter 12
第二节读到第五节
Verses 2 to 5 I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago whether in the body I do not know or out of the body I do not know God knows such a man was caught up to the third heaven and I know how such a man whether in the body or apart from the body I do not know God knows was caught up into paradise and heardinexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a man will I boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast except in regard to my weakness.
我们读以弗所四章十三节
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
好，我们快读完了。彼得前书第二。
Almost done. 1 Peter chapter 2.
Verse 4 to 8.
And coming to him as a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, and you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone,A precious cornerstone, and who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
启示录十一章
Revelation chapter 11.
十五节
Verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
12, verse 11.
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death.
20章第6节.
Chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
好，我们还要看基督的神圣启示。
And we would still come back to the divine revelation of who Christ is.
马太福音第16章，主耶稣发个大的问题。
And in Matthew 16, Jesus asked this great question.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
有这个说这样，有这个说那样。
And this said that, and that said this.
彼得说你是基督，是活神的儿子。
Yet Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说的话说得很简单。
And he said such a simple thing.
但是主耶稣的回答很大。
But Jesus answered with a great response.
西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
Blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
这不是属血肉的启示你的。
This is not revealed to you by flesh and blood.
这是我天上的父启示的。
But my Father in heaven.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要将我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
And upon this rock I shall build my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The gates of Hades shall not overcome it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And to you I shall give the keys of the kingdom.
把你们在地上所捆绑的。
And that which you shall bind on earth.
在天上也要捆绑。
Shall be bound in heaven.
把你们在地上所释放的。
And that which shall be loosed on earth.
在天上也要释放。
Shall be loosed in heaven.
这是主讲第一次讲到教会。
And this is the first time the Lord mentions the church.
我应付的权柄不能胜教会。
And the gates of Hades cannot overcome it.
因为应付的权柄一直要胜教会。
Because it keeps trying.
对，教会给应付中间一个最大的征战。
And so this is a great battle between the church and Hades.
应付一直接着国家和政权来实行的。
And Hades is operating through nations and through governments and powers.
教会从第一个世纪到今天一直受逼迫。
And yet the church from the first century until now constantly persecuted.
而撒旦用了多少残忍的力量对付基督徒。
And Satan has so many cruel methods to come against Christians.
基督徒越来越多了。
Yet there are more and more Christians.
今天基督徒已经遍满全世界了。
And today Christians have filled all the earth.
主若当福音传遍天下的时候。
And when the Lord allowed the gospel to be preached among the nations, then when it has reached its fullness, then it is a time for the Lord's return. And the gospel has gone everywhere today. Not to say that everyone is a believer.
天下没有地方没有听过耶稣基督的大名。
But there is no place that has not heard of the great name of Jesus.
到了最后的时代。
Until this last generation.
所以我们特别要在这里要认识主。
And so we must know the Lord.
也要有经历。
And we must experience Him.
让我们实在走主的道路。
Let us practically walk on His way.
主来的日子实在近了。
The day of His coming is near.
保罗在哥林多前书。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul.
第15章。
In chapter 15.
真是讲到复活生命。 复活经历最大的一张圣经。
This is the greatest chapter to tell us about the resurrection life and
experience. 保罗说什么的儿女成了。 死睡了的人出熟的果子。
And he calls the children of God those who are asleep, the first fruits.
我们上次讲过15章。
We spoke on chapter 15 before.
我们简单提一下。
So we'll just simply review it.
保罗这张圣经讲复活。
This is a chapter about resurrection.
4次他提到死。
And 4 times he mentions death.
保罗没有一次用死字。
Yet he never uses the word death.
第一次他说到死。
The first time he speaks of death,
他用的字是重,
He speaks of the, he uses the word planted.
种下去的是软弱的。
That which is planted in weakness.
复活的强壮的。
Is raised in strength.
种下去是羞辱的。
And that which is planted in corruption.
复活的是强壮的。
It is a strong that is, it is risen.
种下去是必朽坏的身体。
And the perishable shall be planted.
复活的是荣耀的身体。
But it is the imperishable body that is resurrected.
保罗不用死字，用种字。
And so Paul does not use the word death, he uses planted.
第二个是用个死字。
Second time, he talks about death.
他不用死字，用睡。
He does not say death, he says sleep.
睡了的人。
Those who have slept.
睡的人都要醒过来的。
They shall all awake.
我们是睡了，不是死了。
We're asleep, we're not dead.
第三个用个死字。
Third time.
保罗人就不用死，用个休息，安息。
He does not use death again. He calls it rest.
睡了的人歇了一切的工。
Those who have slept are resting from all their labors.
最后他说死。
And finally, when he refers to death,
他用的字叫变化。
He uses the word transform.
我们不是死了。
We are not dead.
我们就要变化了。
We are transformed.
而最后他提起死字来了。
And finally, when he talks about death,
向死跨胜。
Only time he mentions, he says, we can proclaim
a
victory.
死啊，你的权势在哪里？
Over death, oh death, where is your victory?
死的权势是罪。
And the power of the sting of death is sin.
罪的权势在律法。
And the power of sin is the law.
感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
叫我们靠着耶稣基督得胜。
That we have victory by Christ.
保罗真是伟大的使徒。
He is such an amazing apostle.
所以我们弟兄姊妹有死了。
And so our brothers and sisters, they die. 我们
参加两个聚会。
There's two meetings you must attend.
一个是安息聚会。
One is a funeral.
还有一个把我们弟兄抬去埋了。
And then the burial. That's what happens when you pass away.
他们告诉我，实际上下面是埋葬聚会了。
And they will tell me that it is the burial now.
这个名字多不好。
And this sounds awful.
买了就完了。
You're done when you're buried.
你不要说把我们弟兄去埋了。
So don't use the word buried.
你说把我们弟兄去种。
Say planted.
他现在种在那里。
He's planted there.
等他醒过来就是穿上荣耀身体了。
And when he wakes up, he'll have a body of glory.
那我若是有买种的聚会的，没人懂了。
But if I say this is a meeting to plant people, no one gets it.
现在讲别人到才能用这个名字。
But because, you know, this is a sermon, so I can say.
但是我们的确不是去买了。
But honestly, we really aren't burying anyone.
再大的东西埋在地底下都锈烂了。
The greatest thing buried in the earth, it decomposes.
只有生命的种埋在地里面。
But when you bury a seed of life,
一个种子在地里面,
when that seed is put into the ground,
它外面也腐烂了,
the outside may decompose,
它里面的生命也长出来了,
but there is a life in it that grows,
长出个芽来了,
it has a root,
它往上在长,
and it starts to grow,
可以长成个最大的树,
and it may become the greatest tree.
所以神用了种子。
And so, God uses the word plant.
今天我们不是去埋在地里。
Today, we are not buried in the ground.
我们种在地里。
We are planted.
有的弟兄很奇妙，就问我很奇妙的问题。
There was a brother who asked me an interesting question.
因为我们大陆很多人买死了就烧掉了。
Brother Z, in China, we cremate people.
我们不是去买的，我们去烧的呀。
We don't say bury either, we say burn.
他们能不能复活啊？
Will they be resurrected?
我你的话真的很奇妙的。
I said, this is an interesting question.
主耶稣按照叫万有恢复自己的大能。
And it says, the Bible tells us that according to the power he has to subject all things to himself.
叫我们卑微的身体改变形状。
That this body of shame shall be transformed.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
To be conformed to his body of glory.
我们这个身体我们自己家里也不要了。
We don't even want our own bodies.
我们都要改变变化了。
We will be transformed.
穿上荣耀的身体了。
And we shall put on the body of Christ.
不管是埋了去烧了没有关系。
It doesn't matter, you're buried, you're burned, it doesn't matter.
主要叫所有的人都复活。
Because Jesus will cause all to rise.
不信主的人也要复活。
Even those who don't believe in Jesus.
复活受审判。
You need to rise again to be judged.
不信的人不复活，那太便宜了。
If those who do not believe in Jesus and they are not resurrected, then they got off easy.
那这是几十年关系嘛，尽管就做坏事好了。
Then you can do whatever you want, do all the bad things you want in your life.
反正吃喝享受嘛，反正一辈子完了就没有了嘛。
Eat good food, have a good life, then you're done.
没有这件事。
There is no such thing.
不信的人也要复活。
Non-believers will resurrect.
要面对他一生的光景。
And they shall come to deal with the
situations of their life. 善人和恶人受的审判当然不一样。
And of course, the good and the bad and the evil will be judged differently.
但善人也不能和神的儿女相比。
But good can, even a good person cannot compare with the child of God.
所以我们不是去埋了。
And so we are not buried.
我们把它去种在那里。
We are planted.
我认这个弟兄姓王。
I knew a brother Wayne.
他我在台北，他在基隆，在台北北边读书。
And I was in Taipei, he was a little bit north of me.
我从来没遇见一个弟兄他那么样刚硬。
I've never met such a stubborn person.
这个人真是硬啊。
He was so hardened.
我从来没见过他流泪的，那流泪开玩笑的事情。
And I've never seen him shed a tear.
啊，他的意志强到一个地步。
He had such a strong will.
他和姊妹两个人彼此相爱了。
But he had a good relationship. He loved his wife.
感情很深，他以为他们要结婚了。感情很深，我们以为他们要结婚了。
It wasn't his wife. We thought they would be married because. They were so
young. 有点想一想，这个姊妹不适合我啊。
But one day he thought about it and thought, she's not
quite the one. 他这么想清楚了，他不适合。
And he realized, this is not the person for me, not
appropriate. 他说断就断了。
And so he broke it off.
那他可以这样，那个姊妹受不了了。我们相爱那么长久，你说断就断的。
And then the sister, she was so sad, we've been going out for so long. Why did you break up with me?
那个弟兄真是刚硬。
But this brother, he was so hard-hearted.
两年没见到他了。
And two years later, I hadn't seen him 2 years.
他来看我了。
He came to visit.
这个人变了。
He changed.
他对我流泪。
And he wept.
整个人也变得软了。
And he was softened.
他只用这个两年了。
And he said, in these last 2 years,
他用句北方话叫倒再冲，这冲嘛往上涨的，倒过来再问。那太痛苦了，一定死。
And he used a colloquial saying. He said, "These last 2 years, I felt like the upside down plant."
那神把我倒栽葱啊。
God, it had planted me upside down.
他讲他的痛苦啊。
He talked about his suffering.
我弟兄感谢主了。
And I said, "Brother, thank the Lord."
他有一次曾给我看见个异象呢。
He said the Lord showed me a vision.
左手中拿个大踢球啊。
And the Lord, he had this great wrecking ball in his hand.
这个踢球就是你自己啊。
And the Lord told him, this iron ball, it is you.
用力把那个踢球摔下去。
And the Lord took the ball and he threw it down on the ground.
我说摔碎了没有？
And I said, did it break?
他说没有摔碎。
He said no.
但是硬得不得了，连主都摔不碎它了。
And it was so hard, not even the Lord could break it.
但是主有办法的。
But the Lord has His way.
他遇见两年的环境。
And after these 2 years,
他这个人柔软了。
He was softened.
啊，你竟然会在我面前流泪了。
And I thought, wow, are you crying?
你讲话怎么从前不一样了，软软的了。
How is it that you are speaking in such gentle terms?
弟兄，人对你没有办法。
And I said, brother, there was nothing that man could do for you. But there is not a single person that the world can help. God cannot help. He can soften the hardest person. And you ultimately have been gained by the Lord. And when we speak of the cross,
你这两年的时间真正十架经历啊。
This is really the way of the cross.
把你这么刚硬的人破碎了。
Such a hardened person has been shattered.
主还是有办法把那个踢球摔碎了。
God can break that.
这叫做重的经历啊。
And this is the experience of planting.
主把他那两年种在那里。
God planted him in those 2 years.
他最刚硬的个性融化了。
And his hardened character was melted.
基督的生命长出来了。
And the character, the life of Christ grew.
这是我们神儿女的盼望。
And this is the hope for the children of God.
我自己看看我自己也没办法了。
When I look at myself, I think there's no hope.
但我相信主。
But I believe in the Lord.
我对我没办法。
There's nothing I can do for me.
主绝对有办法。
But the Lord has a way.
在主手中。
And in His hand.
就叫我们经历十字架。
We will experience the cross.
经过重的经历。
And after we are planted.
经常有环境领导你。
Oftentimes there is an environment, a
circumstance. 是主把你那个人种在那个地方。
It is the Lord planting.
叫你外面的壳子那个天然的人。融化了
and the outward shell that natural man is melted away.
在里面的人主的生命长出来了
But that inner man, the life of God is growing.
这是十字架最好的工作
And this is the best work of the cross.
有点我们睡了
One day we will sleep.
我们要大觉醒的
But we will wake.
所以每天晚上都要睡觉对不对
You need to sleep every night, no?
昨天晚上睡了没有
Did you sleep last night?
睡了没有睡了都提醒你啊
Sleeping is the Lord reminding you.
有点大睡了。
One day there'll be a great sleep.
那个睡了就不醒了。
And you, that is not a sleep that you will wake from.
都要惊醒，为着那个大睡做准备啊。
And we need to be alert to prepare for the great sleep.
每天晚上提醒你一次啊。
Every night the Lord is reminding you.
要大睡了。
There will be a great sleep.
但是会醒的。
But you'll wake from that.
当主来临的时候，所有睡的神的儿女都醒了。
On the day of the Lord's return, all those who sleep shall be awakened.
审判从神的家起走。
And judgment shall start from the house of God.
先审判神的家。
He will judge his house first.
这个是两千年来嘛，神的家里乱的事情实在太多了。
Over these last 2,000 years, so much
chaos in the house of God. 昨天我提了一下，今天到台湾给。我没有办法。
There's nothing I can do.
主有办法。
Only the Lord can help.
你可能今生所对你们都没有办法。
And even in this life, there is no hope, maybe.
你们都是信主的人。
All of you are Christians.
你们信不信有天复活了。
Do you not believe that you will resurrect?
都要站立在神面前的。
Do you not believe that you will stand before the Lord?
你们要为着你们所说过的每一句话后悔啊。
You will regret every single word you have said.
到有一天你们做的事要叫你们受到千年的失败了。
And the things that you are doing today, it will cost you 1,000 years of failure.
千年黑暗，千年光明。
It's going to either be 1,000 years of darkness or 1,000 years of light.
有一个很有名的传道人。
There is a famous pastor in
Taiwan. 他是白种人，在台湾工作。
And he was an American. He was working there in Taiwan.
他跟我的关系很好。
Good friends of mine.
他礼拜天嘛，他有教会耶。
Had their own church on Sunday.
礼拜是我查经。假圣经
And on Thursday night, I had a Bible study.
他一定来听的
And he would always come.
所以跟我的关系很好
So we were good friends.
有天他来看我
One day he came to see me.
他实际上啊，关于国度啊
And asked Brother Z about the kingdom.
千年黑暗，千年光明
1,000 years of either darkness or light.
我们的讲法和你们不大一样的
We have a different perspective.
来来来，我们来辩论辩论
So.Let's discuss. Let's have a little debate here. Let's discuss this.
这个不是辩论的事。
I said, no, this is not up for debate. I don't do that.
第二天，他以为我骄傲。
He thought I was just being arrogant.
第二天，他又来了。
Second day came back.
带了一堆书来。
Brought some books.
十六，你不想给我辩论，读读书可以吧
？He's like, I'm not trying to debate with you, but I think you should read these books.
但我不好说，书也不要读。
And I can't say I'm not going to read these books.
我拿出一本书来。
So I took the books.
没有看到几页，我的忍耐用完了。
Lost my patience after a few pages.
他又来看我了。
Third day he came back.
书读了没有啊
？Did you read the books?
我读了几个 page.
I said a few pages.
啊，师兄，你连书都不肯读啊
？He said you won't even read the books.
那我很 serious 了，我很严肃了。
So I seriously told him.
我的弟兄
，brother，
千年黑暗，千年光明，不是辩论的事。
We cannot debate over whether there's 1,000 years of darkness or light.You say there is not, I say there is.
我只问你一件事。
I can only ask you one question.
今天活在地上。
The life you live today.
我们里面有没有黑暗和光明
？Is there not light and darkness within you?
我讲的属灵的黑暗，属灵的光明。
A spiritual light and a spiritual darkness.
他不讲话了。
He didn't say anything.
我弟兄。
brother.
这件事情太严肃了。
This is too serious.
今生都活在树林黑暗里。
And if you are living in spiritual darkness today,
将来会活在光明中。
Would you live in the light in the future in the kingdom?
你头脑想想看。
Think about it logically.
这件事情太严肃了。
This is a serious issue.
我里面也有黑暗。
I have darkness.
你里面也有黑暗。
And you have darkness.
这件事不是辩论的。
It is not debatable.
彼此代祷。
We should just intercede.
你为我祷告，我为你祷告。
Pray for me, I will pray for you.
那一天我们活在光中，与神同行。
Let us hope that, that on that day we will be in the light and walking together with God.
这真是太严肃的事了。
This is a very serious thing.
今天我们所做的，将来都要存在的呀。
What you do today, it will exist in eternity.
我们说的话都要存在的呀。
The words you speak.
有的一个弟兄说，我怕讲话。
And one day a brother said, I'm afraid to talk. Because all my mindless chatter is all going to come out one day.
我这句话瞬间记得。
And I said, yes.
这不是说让你把一生的话再讲一遍。
It is not to say that you have to repeat every single thing you said
all your life again. 今天我听得都那么讨厌的。
Well, we were annoyed when you said it the first time.
主会把你的一生的话听一遍的。
Does God want to hear it all over again?
就像我们今天蒙光照一样的。
Just as we were enlightened today.
一下主的光进来了。
When the light of the Lord
enters. 我所有的罪都在先生面前了。
All my sins are laid bare.
我这就是每句话都供出来的意思。
That's what it means when every word is revealed.
一下你发现你一生的话这么糟糕法呀。
You will suddenly discover all the things I said were awful.
这是审判。
This is judgment.
所有每一个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
好，我们要讲复活。
And we come to the resurrection.
保罗说你们是睡了之人出熟的果子。
And Paul says you are the first fruits of those who sleep.
什么叫做出熟的果子？
And what is the first fruit?
所有睡了的人都不醒了。
All those who sleep and do not
wake. 有一天都要醒过来了。
One day they shall wake.
教会先复活。
The church shall be risen.
教会复活也不是一起复活的。
And it is not that everyone rises together.
就是说每一个人按照他的次序复活。
Everyone shall rise in their order.
保罗讲的真是好。
And Paul, he put it so well.
对所有的人来说。
For all people.
教会是睡着的人出熟的果子。
And the church is the first fruit of all who sleep.
所以神的律法先手的麦子先割了。
And so against, in the law of the Lord, the harvest, the first harvest is given to God.
出手的果子摘下来。
The first fruits.
是献给神的。
It is given to God.
到时麦子出手了。
And when this harvest is ripe.
熟和熟也不一样。
Ripe and ripe.
熟的好。
There's a good ripe.
果子累累啊
！And the fruit is already drooping.
每个果子都那么丰满啊
！And it is abundant. The fruit.
有的人在熟了。
Some are ripe.
果麦子不强壮。
It's not strong.
那个麦粒也不丰满。
Color is not great.
所以复活的时候。
But in the resurrection.
我们真实的光景复活了。
We will rise in our true condition.
而世人还没有复活。
And before the people of the world,
我们是初熟的果。
We are the first fruit.
我们是首先复活的人。
We are the first to rise.
然后每一人复活。
And everyone shall rise.
照做他的次序复活。
In their order.
什么叫做照着次序复活啊
？And what does that mean in their order?
今天活在地上。
Today we live.
我们里面的属灵次序一样不一样
？Is the spiritual order the same?
一样吧。
Everyone is it? Everyone is the same spiritual.
你不知道，不一样，
yes.
太多不一样了。
There's so many differences.
太多不一样了。
We are different.
我一生遇见我的基督徒，属灵生命最好是你头生弟兄。
I've met Watchmeny, had great spiritual life among Christians.
我离开他60年了。
It was 60 years ago.
我现在讲话。
When I speak.
我有做写书。
When I write,
我常常想，我这句话你一定听见了，会觉得怎么样
？I often think if Brother Nee were here and he heard me saying this, what would he think?
我这本书写的，你一定看了会觉得怎么样
？What would he think when he reads my book?
你一定都通不过，不要说主通过了。
If I can't pass even through him, the Lord is not may not like this.
所以讲话很小心啊。
So we need to be cautious.
我家里头吃饭的台上面挂着个牌子。
In my house, in my dining room, there is a sign.
我从伦敦买回来的。
I bought it in London.
基督是吃家之主。
Christ is the head of this house.
他是个看不见的客人，在每次的吃饭的时候。
The unseen guest at every dinner.
他是个 silent listener， 是个安静的听的人 ，to every conversation.
He is a silent listener to every conversation.
我讲话很小心的。
So I will be circumspect.
不会随便乱讲话的。
I am not going to speak casually.
但这个孩子我看见了，人就里面敬畏主了。
And every time I see it, I have some reverence in my heart.
主不仅听我外面的话。
And the Lord, He is not only listening to my
主听我里面的话。
Spoken words, He is listening to internal
words. 我外面的话没有乱讲。
Externally, I try not to speak casually.
我里面的话有没有都对了。
And may I also have all the appropriate words within.
我里面有没有批评人。
Was I a judgmental within? Was I angry in my heart?
不看你外面，看里面的。
Because actually God is not looking at your outward, He is looking at your inward.
那个基督是吃家之主。
But Christ is the head.
每次吃饭他是看不见的客人。
At every meal, He is the unseen guest.
每次谈话他是 silent listener.
He is the silent listener to every conversation.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
所以我们要活在主面前。
So you need to live before.
必定在我们的生活里面。
And in your life.
会做工的人不一定在家上啊。
You know, it's going to be with the details of your life. The person who works.
在海外读书的一定是侯姊妹。
Be rewarded. I knew a sister, Sister Ho.
所以她给我忘年交，她把我年纪长一倍。
A lot older, but we are cross-generational friends.
我们是好朋友，什么话都讲。
We're good friends. We can say anything.
有一天她跟我说啊。
One day she said to me,
他深深记得的，当主来的日子堪为稀奇。
And she said, you know, the Bible tells us that we will be amazed in the day of the Lord.
这句话你懂吗？
Do you understand? Do you get this?
我想这句话本来我是懂的，被你这一问嘛，我说我不懂。
And I thought I did get it, but now that you're asking, I don't get it.
哦，那我告诉你啊。
And she said, let me explain.
当主来的日子啊。
And she said, on the day of the Lord's return.
一个小弟兄得冠冕了。
The littlest of the most insignificant brother will get a crown.
这么有名的传道人没有冠冕的。
The famous preacher is going to be without one.
这个叫做主来的日子，人看为稀奇。
And that's why people will be amazed on the day of the Lord.
我想这个不一定是真理。
And I thought, I don't know if that's the doctrinal truth.
这句话我要听。
But I need to take this in.
一个小弟兄得冠冕了。
The insignificant person gets a crown.
前些日子在 Culver City 给我们读圣经。
A few weeks ago, I was in Culver City reading the
Bible. 那马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
主说不是称呼我主啊主啊的人，将来都在加上的。
The Lord says, not all who call me Lord, Lord will get a reward.
我就是那个在人面前听到我主啊主啊的人。
And I thought, I am the person who is always saying Lord, Lord.
这样的人不一定在加上的。
And this is the person who may not get a prize.
主说你那个不法的人离开我去吧。
And it says, away from me, you unlawful people.
圣经里不是不法。Lawless,
they are lawless people without principles.
什么是我们的 law?
What is our law?
十架是我们的 law.
The cross, that is our law.
不走十架道路的人。
Those who did not take the way of the cross.
我不认识你们。
I know you not.
这句话也翻得太重了。
And it was, this is maybe a little harshly translated.
在原文意思，我没有称赞你们。
And actually, in the Greek, it says, I do not praise you.
我讲到人都称赞。
Everyone praises me when I speak.
主有没有称赞我？
But did the Lord praise me?
我没发现是主称赞我嘞。
I haven't discovered yet that the Lord praised me.
有一个地方请我去讲到。
And once the church asked me to speak.
他们讲到人都是白种人。
And it was an American church. Everyone was American.
他们的领袖在树林里的人，比我好朋友。
And a good friend of mine, very spiritual brother.
那么那天那个树林的人不在。
But that day, this godly man was not there.
第二号的领袖也是个姊妹。
The second in charge, a sister.
我道讲完了坐下来了。
After I spoke, I sat down.
她上去说方言。
She went up and she spoke in tongues.
用第一人称说方言。
And she spoke in the first person.
那就是说，那是主在讲话呀。
It is the Lord speaking.
我怎样怎样。
I such and such.
下面主讲话都在称赞我呀。
And following the Lord's words, were praising me.
至于问题。
And I thought there's something.
我觉得贾佩道绝对不值得主自己出来称赞的。
The message I gave today definitely not worthy of the Lord's great praise like this.
今天我讲到主耶稣出来称赞了。
If today I gave a message and the Lord Himself showed up, 聚会
不是这样了。
This meeting wouldn't be like this.
聚会要爆炸了。
This would be explosive.
那我不觉得是主称赞的。
I don't think the Lord is praising me.
以假冒主的名。
And I said, you are using the Lord's name. 你这个
方言大有问题。
There's some issues here.
他第一号领袖回来了。
And when the leader came back.
我给他好朋友。
A good friend of mine.
我把这件事讲给他听。
And I told him, this happened.
我的姊妹，我不觉得那天方言是出于主的。
And I said, sister, I don't feel that message was from the Lord.
那第一号姊妹是很聪明的人。
And the sister in charge was very...
他听完说，我也不喜欢，我也不喜欢。
And the leader said, I don't really like it.
你们都是这样做的。
And she said, that's what everyone does.
所以我很少去那里，他们给我好朋友一年去一次。
I go once a year, even though they're good friends.
我真怕他们说方言称赞我。
I'm a little bit afraid that they're going to praise me again.
又要假冒主的名字了。
And then the name of the Lord will be used in vain.
所以我们要小心啊。
We need to be careful.
我们自己要分辨我们东西真的假的。
You need to discern for yourself, is it?
所以洪小姐这句话，事实他讲对了，真理我不一定觉得是要假的。
So what Sister Ho said to me, perhaps the doctrine was not.
主来的时候奇怪，这个老姊妹那个字都不识的，太荒谬了。
On point, but what she said is real. On the day of the Lord's coming, the older sister, illiterate.
没有冠冕。
She gets a crown, and this famous pastor, nothing at all.
我刚到台湾。
When I first came to Taiwan,
我认识个姊妹。
I knew a sister.
那个姊妹不识字。
Illiterate.
不识字嘛，也没有圣经了。
Couldn't read, so couldn't read the Bible.
圣经给她没用嘛，她一个字也不认得嘛。
She didn't have a Bible, because what was she going to do with it?
她是一个很属灵的人。
Yeah, she was very godly.
有点祷告的时候啊。
And one day as she prayed,
就去买一本圣经。
The Lord told her, go buy a
Bible.
She replied, what for? But it was simple for her to obey the Lord. So she went to buy a Bible. And she brought back the Bible. And the Lord said, open it and read it. So she said, I don't read. If I would have said that, but she didn't open it.
一章一直读到启示录二十二章了。
She read from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22.
她怎么读呀？她用方言读的。
She read in tongues.
她一个字也不认得。
She didn't know any of the
words. 一面是方言，一面读通了整本圣经了。
But as she spoke in tongues,
把圣经合起来，她仍旧一个字不认得。
And then she closed the Bible, she still couldn't read.
神迹大吧？
Isn't this a miracle?
我看见那个姊妹喜敬。
And whenever I see her, I am reverent.
但是将来她肯定得冠冕。
She will get the crown.
我在那里讲道的人不一定得冠冕的。
I'm the one who speaks, not really, not so much.
我们就要小心行在主面前。
We need to walk circumspectly.
听到出熟死掉的人，出熟的果子。
The first fruits of those who
我们都要按照自己的次序复活。
Have slept according to your order, you will rise. 我们活在
地上那么多年。
And so all these years you've been alive.
我们要争取更高等次。
You want to fight for that higher order.
更高等次不是外面的地位。
Not an external position.
是里面的生命。
But the internal life.
往上爬。
Climb up.
今天早晨我看见人少了一点。
A fewer people here today, yeah?
当然也不是出去玩了。
Hopefully they didn't go celebrate.
难得来北加州一次嘛，就出去玩一天嘛。
Or go on tour of the Bay Area.
365天，天天可以出去玩。
365 days, pick another day.
不要在这个特别聚会出去玩。
Don't pick the conference days.
你多少会失掉奖赏的。
Because you'll lose a little bit.
我不是说没有听我讲到就怎么样，那不是这个意思。
I'm not saying you need to hear me speak.
不要不聚会就玩了。
Don't forego meeting to go have fun.
这是一个特别聚会啊。
There are conferences.
我们特别追求主啊。
It is a time set aside for the Lord, to pursue the Lord.
你可以今天出去玩吗？
Can't you just go some other day?
这件事我不敢讲说你将来会做亏损。
I can't say that you'll be at an eternal loss.
绝对不会得奖赏的。
But you won't be at least rewarded for going to have fun.
我们要尊重教会。
You do need to respect.
我们要尊重聚会。
And meetings.
我们要尊重每一个追求主的机会。
And every opportunity you have to see.
我们要得到主啊。
And gain the Lord.
我们今生要追求更高等次。
This, in this life, seek to gain a higher place.
我们这几十年的时间。
You may have a few decades.
要决定将来永远的事。
But it will determine your eternity.
我常说一句话。
I often say,
今天没有，将来也没有。
If you don't have it today, you're not going to have it then.
将来有的是今天就有的。
Whatever you have in eternity, you had it now.
今天我们这几十年时间。
It's just a few decades.
追求永远。
Pursue and seek after.
也决定永远。
That will determine your eternity.
有时我在台北教会。
Once I was
我很年轻的时候。
I was very young. I was in the Taipei church.
和四个老长老一起读圣经。
Reading the Bible with four old elders.
他们让我解释圣经给他们听。
And they asked me to explain.
讲到千年黑暗了。
And we came to this passage, the thousand years of darkness.
有个弟兄他忽然问我。
And a brother suddenly asked me.
千年黑暗能不能睡觉
？Can you sleep in the thousand years of darkness?
能睡觉那还不错了。
Because that would be too bad.
他想去睡一千年觉。
He wanted to sleep for a thousand years.
我说弟兄我不懂，不知道可不可以睡觉。
I said I don't know.
我知道千年。黑暗，我们要咬牙切齿的呀。
But I do know there will be gnashing of teeth.
什么要咬牙切齿啊
？And he looked at me.
这是后悔了。
He said, "What is gnashing of teeth?"
短短几十年的时间浪费了。
It is regret because you wasted a few decades.
现在千年活在黑暗中啊。
Now you've gotten a thousand years of darkness.
在光中的人与主同行。
There are those who are with the Lord in life.
与主一同坐席。
And they are celebrating.
在黑暗里的人咬牙切齿。
And those in darkness will be gnashing their teeth.
你要去咬牙切齿吗
？Would you gnash your teeth?
不想。
No.
不想今生追求啊。
Then seek the Lord.
抓住今日。
And grab onto today.
好好的追求。
And pursue the Lord.
要得到更高等次。
And gain that higher place.
今生决定永远。
Today will determine your eternity.
保罗真是伟大的使徒。
Paul, such an amazing apostle.
他的教会是得胜的行列。
He said the church is the church of the victorious.
我们信主的人。
Those of us who believe.
身上有个香气。
There is an aroma, a fragrance. And there is a fragrance from knowing Christ. And it is different for each person. If you're a sinner and you're always doing evil things, there's no fragrance. As long as you're in the Lord, there is a fragrance.
保罗说的不是外面事啊。
And he's not talking about an external fragrance.
外面的弟兄们身上闻不到香气的。
You cannot really smell fragrance on our brothers.
弟兄们闻到香气的很麻烦的事情。
Then there's a major issue if there's a lot of fragrance.
我有个同学们，有的他来了。
I had a school friend came one day.
今天我的同学坐在我旁边，那脸这么奇怪呢
？And I thought, why does his face look like this?
天天看见的，怎么今天觉得有点奇怪呢
？I see him every day. How come he's a little bit odd?
我再看他
，and I looked at him again.
他连条眉毛没有了。
He shaved off his eyebrows.
两个我看见都不顺眼的。
And it looked just odd.
我说你眉毛哪里去了
？I said, what happened to your eyebrows?
剃掉了。
I shaved it.
干什么把眉毛剃掉啊
？I said, why?
我眉毛太细了，都长得粗一点。
And she said, oh, I want thicker eyebrows. So I shaved it.
我同学，我告诉你，眉毛剃掉了不会长粗的。
I said, no, it's not going to thicken.
长出来比现在还要细的。
It's going to be even finer when it grows out.
弟兄们可不能这样啊
！This is not for the men.
我们的确碰到弟兄们身上用香料了。
And we have brothers who use cologne.
碰到个弟兄坐在旁边，身上有香味啊，那就是很不好受了。
And sometimes I sit next to someone and it's a little bit much to take.
保罗不是讲这个香味的啊
！It's not what Paul's talking about.
保罗有馨香之气。
He's talking about the aroma.
一个属主的人真是有馨香之气。
Those who belong to Christ, you have that true fragrance.
一个很有名的书。叫盖恩夫人的传记。
And there's a very famous book, the biography of Madame.
盖恩夫人给她起这个传记名字叫《馨香的木药》。
And she called it the fragrance of myrrh.
木药是死的香气。
And myrrh is actually the smell of death.
乳香是复活的香气。
And if frankincense is a fragrance of
resurrection,
and the death of Christ has a fragrance in
us,
and the resurrection of Christ has a fragrance
in us,
and the children of God, we should exude this fragrance of resurrection and death. It will be different for each. To die with Christ. And it is seen in your daily details.
基督复活了,
and when Christ rose,
复活,
this resurrection is seen in the daily details of your life. And that is why there is a fragrance in your life. And Paul has such a fragrance. And he says, this is an amazing fragrance.
做死的香气,
and for those who are perishing, it is a fragrance of death that leads them to death. But to those who are saved, this fragrance is a living fragrance that will cause them, bring them to life. Amen.
我们把它香死了,
we are going to cause someone to die or live by our fragrance. When you are persecuted, even in your family, there may be persecution. Not necessarily the husband persecuting
wife.
You know, there's different laws here in America. And before, when there were these home issues, always men beating women before.
现在改了,
now it's a little
different. 家暴也包括女人打男人,
because there are wives who beat their husbands.
现在女人越来越厉害了,
and there are a lot of tough women out there.
这个男人怕女人的地方太多了,
so many men are really afraid of women.
男人们像男人,女人们像女人,
but men be like men, and women be like women. It's your natural life.
而我们在男人女人身上都活出基督来啊,
and whether you are a man or a woman, live out Christ.
照着基督来,照男,照女,
because according to Christ, male and female will
这个是你永远之意,
and this is the eternal purpose of God.
男人跟女人,
how great the difference between men and women. But men be like Christ as a man. And women be as Christ as a woman. And the Lord, He is going to gain a group of men and women who are like Christ. And this word is so important. We all have different personalities. And, but the Lord wants you in your position to be like Christ. And this aroma,
把人香死了,
it can kill people, or it can bring people to life. When people persecute you, we, before them, you can have a fragrance. If it is a fragrance of death, they will die. Especially governments who persecute Christians. The children of God, we give off the fragrance of death, or the fragrance of life. To those who are perishing, it will be so strong they die. But for those who are saved, they will be brought to life.
我这个奇怪的话, 大家听懂没有?
It's a weird way to say it, but do you get
听懂没有?
It? You guys get it?
把它相死相活了,
to,
我们不能没有香气,
by your odors.
我们一定要有馨香之气,
and we need to have this fragrant aroma.
馨香之气的大小差得太远了,
such a great difference between the aroma we
保罗站在审判官的面前,
and when Paul came before the judgment,
这个馨香之气真把他香死了,
and that aroma, it killed them.
耶稣基督的馨香之气,
and the fragrance of Jesus Christ,
这个抢道的面前把他香火了,
before that robber that was next to him, that brought him to life.
我这个话嘛讲得奇奇怪怪的,
I know it sounds really weird, I just don't have any other way to put it.
我盼望弟兄姊妹你们了解,
but I hope you can understand this.
你在家里面一定要活出基督的馨香之气来,
in your house you need to exude the fragrance of Christ.
你天天做事给你同事中间,
every day at work,
你要活出馨香之气来。
Exude the fragrance of Christ.
我只做了一年一个月是在台湾。
When I was in Taiwan, I worked for 1 year and 1 month.
因为教会领袖太穷了。他自己都养不活自己。
Our church leader, he couldn't even survive on his.
所以他把他我们去做事情。
So we all went, we got jobs.
我做了一年一个月的事。
After 13 months.
那么这个同事们都是外邦人嘛，不信主的嘛。
And all my coworkers, they were.
在我对面是我顶头上司，他是主任。
And my manager.
他反对基督徒有饼的。
Was very anti-Christian.
那我真是拿对他没有办法了。
I'm well known for it. I didn't know what to do.
他不叫我的名字。
Never called me by my name.
他叫我阿孟先生。
Called me Mr. Amen.
他当时背后骂我们这个阿孟先生怎么样。
And he would keep saying, you know, Mr. Amen there.
可好了，感谢主，这好名字嘛。
I thought, praise the Lord, it's a good name.
那我的确要活出这个阿孟先生来。
And so I now need to be Mr. Amen.
最后我把他带得救了。
And finally I brought him to the
Lord. 这么反对主怎么得救？
How did I do it?
为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
祷告到差不多了。
Until finally,
有点我带本福音书去。
I thought it was about time I brought in a little gospel tract. His last name was Yuan.
我说袁先生啊，今天我带本书来给你看看。
And I said, Mr. Yuan, I brought a little book.
什么书啊？
What book?
我故事书。
A storybook.
你跟他讲福音书，他不看了。
Because he's not going to look at it. He's a gospel.
那么里面都是讲故事嘛，主耶稣的故事嘛。
And it's a story. It's a story of Jesus. Yes.
他说他放在口袋里。
And so he goes, all right.
那我就祷告放在果效了。
And then my prayer started to take effect.
他是个大胖子。
He was large.
非常会睡觉的。
Slept a lot.
一躺在床上就睡着了。
Fell asleep right away.
那天晚上怎么也睡不着。
But that night couldn't sleep at all.
到了半夜十二点还是不睡啊。
Still awake at midnight.
这个阿蒙先生书本故事书啊。
And he thought, Mr. Amen gave me the storybook.
我看看这本故事书吧。
Might as well take a look.
他第一次看到福音书了。
First time he read the gospel.
圣灵大助攻了。
And the Holy Spirit worked.
当天晚上得救了。
And he was saved on that night.
第二天他来上班了。
Second day he comes to work.
我早在那里。
I was there before him.
我一看袁先生进来了。
I saw Mr. Yuan.
没有讲话，他一进来就不一样了。
He didn't say anything. I could tell he was different.
我说袁先生，你得救了。
And I said, Mr. Yuan, you are saved.
这是奇妙。
And it was amazing.
你昨天从我们书看看，我进来，我昨天晚上睡不着觉。
He said, Yeah, you gave me this book and I couldn't sleep.
这是我祷告的，主不让你睡啊。
I said, I prayed about this, that the Lord wouldn't let you sleep.
读这本书嘛，跟着圣灵工作了。
And then it was the Holy Spirit having you read the book.
眼睛开启了。
Your eyes were open.
接受主了。
And you received the Lord.
从前我一个人在那里发疯啊。
And before it was just crazy old me by myself.
主耶稣啊。
Preaching the gospel.
现在这个主任给我两个人发疯了。
Now there's two crazy people in the office.
传耶稣啊。
Preaching the gospel.
我们到了无论什么地方都有馨香之气。
Wherever we go, may we exude the fragrance of Christ.
这个香气越来越增加了。
And it will grow this fragrance.
越来越香了。
It will become thicker and thicker.
教会的地上真的把这个世界香火了，香死了。
And the church will either cause the world to die or live.
我们是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the
world. 我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
把教会踢走，整个世界臭了。
If you rapture the church, the world is going to rot.
整个世界都一片黑暗了。
It will all be in darkness.
教会活在地上。
And so as the church is in the world,
发出馨香之气。
Give off the fragrance of Christ.
在林前第五章，保罗说：“若有人在基督里。”
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, "If any man is in Christ,
他就是个新造的人。”
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
He is a new creature. Behold, the old has passed.
一切都变成新的了。
And all has become new.
我自己得救。
And when I was saved,
这句话真的是那么实在的。
It was such a real thing to me.
从前我年轻的时候，
when I was young,
刚上大学，
first went into college.
是两个 major， 两个。
I was a double major.
Double major. 一天到晚骑着脚踏车赶功课。
And all I did all day was go here and there on my bike to study.
下半年我得救了。
But then second semester I became a
Christian. 不放松了，只学一个 major.
And so I regretted it. I just
有更多的时间来读经、祷告、追求主了。
And I chucked one major so I would have more time to pray and read the Bible.
到现在得救了70年了。
And then it was been 40 years.
70年过了。
At 70 years. And now the 70 years has passed.
这个得救是个界限。
I saw that as
my milestone. 若有人在基督里。
If any man is in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creature.
旧事已过。
Behold, the old has passed.
一切都变成新的了。
All has become new.
那真是这样。
It really was this way.
赞美主。
Praise God.
我全家得救第一个是我母亲。
First person to be saved was my mom.
那个时代，我讲我的祖母都生在上海。
My grandmother was born in Shanghai.
而且有钱。
Had a lot of money.
真是上海人。
And she was a true Shanghainese.
我的母亲是浙江乡下来的。
That was my paternal grandmother. My mom
嫁到我们家里来的。
Was married into our family. She was from the villages.
上海的。
And yet my grandmother was from Shanghai.
看见这个媳妇啊，那时候讲乡下人的话，乡下人的表现。
Didn't like this village daughter-in-law.
不喜欢的。
Really did not like her.
在上面也讲过刺的、讽刺的。
And would make fun of her, would mock her.
很痛苦啊。
It was a tough life.
有点痛苦到真的不想活啊。
And so one day she didn't want to live
anymore. 出去乱走啊。
And she went out and just started wandering around.
我们住的家跟你出生教会太远了。
My house was really far from Watchman's church.
就是不远，他也不会走到教会来啊。
And even if we're really close,
他从来不懂什么叫教会。
Didn't know what was church.
从来没听见过耶稣的名字。
Never heard the name of Jesus.
但那一天他蒙恩了。
But that day grace came to her.
他走到你同这个教会来了。
She walked and walked until she
came to church. 这个教会太奇怪了。
Watchman's church.
这个 church 里面嘛，只坐几百人。
There were a few hundred people gathered there.
一千多人都坐在巷子里面。
And there were box seats.
这根本不像个教会。
Oh, villages, in the what do you call it? The alleys around the church. There's like thousands of people who live in there.
那我们做招待人嘛，一下把他招待进去了。
And then the ushers, they
他也不懂这里是教会。
And got all the people in the alleyways.
他也不懂这是教会。
She didn't know this was a church.
他也没有听过耶稣的名字。
She never heard the name of Jesus.
他在那里坐下来。
But she sat down in the church.
圣灵的风一下。吹到他心里面来了。
And the wind of the Spirit blew into
her heart. 那真是充满耶稣基督的教会啊。
This was a church that was full of
Jesus Christ. 把他心里的痛苦通都吹跑了。
And suddenly all the suffering she had blew away.
一个从来没有尝过的平安喜乐在里面升起来了。
An unknown peace and joy started to rise up.
讲道的讲道的根本听不懂。
Didn't understand a word the speaker was
saying. 一下里面看见耶稣了。
But suddenly saw Jesus in her heart.
他回来了。
And then she came home.
她变成真基督徒了。
She was a true Christian.
她吃饭一定祷告。
Every meal she would pray.
我祖母看到一祷告就太生气了。
And when my grandmother saw her praying, got really angry.
这个媳妇去信个洋教。
And now my daughter-in-law has a Western religion. And the religion of Western devils.
气得不吃饭走掉了。
And she would throw down her chopsticks and leave.
每一人都看着她。
And everyone would look.
你怎么把祖母惹生气了呢？
Why did you get her angry?
她仍旧不放弃祷告。
But she did not give up her prayers.
我也讨厌她。
And I was really angry with her.
我们的朋友来了。
When her friends came to dinner.
她坐下来了。
She would sit down.
三句不离本行。
And she no change at all.
讲不到两三句话就信了耶稣没有。
Every conversation, do you believe in Jesus?
她一讲这句话，别人还给她面子让她讲嘛。
And every time she said this, our guests were civilized.
我一听到她讲，我就起来走掉。
But every time I heard it, I would just get up and leave.
我将来我在世界上要做点事情了。
And I thought, I have to be someone in this world.
家里这么一个信主的老太太，那个我都受不了。
I can't stand the old lady at home who's doing these
things. 我这样的人会得救吗？
Would someone like me be saved?
救我了！
But one day the Lord saved me.
一下把我翻过来了。
And I was completely turned upside down.
赞美主。
Praise God.
主的大能大力。
It was the great power of the Lord.
我们若有人在基督里，
If any man is in Christ,
就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creature.
一切都改变了。
All things are changed.
一切都变成新的了。
And all is become new.
但保罗在加拉太六章讲的另外一句话。
And in Galatians 6, Paul puts it another way.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
It matters not whether you're circumcised or not.
要紧的做新造的人。
What is important is to be a new.
你是新造的人。
You are a new.
你不一定做新造的人。
But you may not be.
要紧的做新造的人。
What's important is to be that new creation.
那我们今天都是新造的人。
Today you are all the new creation.
有没有做新造的人呢
？But are you being that new creation？
那问题很大了。
There's a big question here.
从今天我们回去都要做新造的人。
Go home, you be that new creation.
在日常最小的事上。
In the smallest details of your life.
做新造的人。
Be that new creation.
像我第一天跟你们讲的，第二天给找出诗歌来，571首。
Hymn 571。
那个姊妹就在最小的生活里面彰显神。
The writer, the sister in the smallest.
她扫地都有主。
As she swept the floor, she had the Lord.
煮菜都有主。
As she cooked, the Lord was with
her. 服侍丈夫都有主。
And as she served her husband,
she had the Lord. 管教孩子都有主。
And she disciplined her children.
所以她写首诗歌，我每时刻需你。
And she wrote this hymn, I need thee, every hour I need thee.
哎，她一生也就写了那么首诗歌。
Only one thing she wrote her whole life.
被多少人的儿女唱到现在的。
Sung by so many children of God until today.
她一生的价值在这里了。
And there is her value right there.
我们要做新造的人。
Be the new creation.
下面说主的宝血。
And then there we come to the precious
blood
of the Lord. 宝血
有大功效。
And the blood has such effect.
给你们加读一首圣经。
Let me read another passage.
利未记十七章。
This is a bonus added. Leviticus 17.
十一节。
17 verse 11.
大家一起读。
Let us read together.For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement.
好，这里两个字我中文翻译不对。
And there's two words here.
活物的生命在这里，生命是魂。
For the life of the flesh.
活物的魂在血中。
For the soul of the flesh is in the blood.
我把这血赐给你们。
And I have given you the blood.
给在坛上为你们赎罪。
On the altar to be an atonement.
主钉十字架。
When Christ was crucified,
为我们流血。
And he shed his blood for us.
他为我们舍魂了。
He gave his soul for us.
以赛亚五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
称为弥赛亚章。
The Messiah chapter.
最后他说的主的是。
And finally, when it comes to the death of the Lord, he doesn't say he bled.
降魂放下。
It says he laid down his soul.
以致欲死。
Unto death.
主耶稣为我们舍魂了。
The Lord gave his soul.
他的血是他的魂。
His blood is his soul.
宝血有大能。
And so this precious blood, there is a great power.
宝血有大权柄。
There is authority in the blood.
因为宝血是耶稣的魂。
Because it is the soul of Jesus.
主用血赎我们。
And he used his blood to atone for us.
保罗说你们都重价买回来的。
And Paul says you have been bought with a great price.
主用什么赎我们。
And what did he redeem us with?
用他的魂来赎我们。
With his own soul.
为我们人犯罪就是魂犯罪。
And so when you sin, it is your soul that is sinning.
身体是魂的佣人。
And the body is...But the slave
魂在里面主用工用提着工具来犯罪。
And the soul just has this tool that it carries around.
所以主要赎我们。
Yet the Lord would redeem us.
用魂来赎魂。
And he uses a soul to redeem us.
用这样尊贵的魂。
And such a noble soul.
来赎我这个卑鄙污秽的魂。
To redeem my corrupt base soul.
我们的赎价大吧。
Is not our price of redemption.
这个我们用重价买回来的。
This is, we have been bought but with a great price.
这个血的功效。
And this is the power and the function of the blood.
希伯来九几章圣经一直讲到血。
And Hebrews 9 and continuing.
成为更美的血。
It continually says the better blood.
更美的魂。
The better soul.
这一个魂。
This soul.
岂不洗净你们的良心。
It will cleanse your conscience.
除去你们的死刑。
It will do away with your dead works.
叫你们侍奉永活神。
And turn to serve the living God.
血的功效太大了。
Is it not such a great function?
第一，洗净良心。
To cleanse your conscience.
良心在我们里面有特别的机构。
Your conscience is a special organ.
凡在我里面的。
All that is in you.
都是我可以做主的。
You are the Lord over.
我要爱就爱。
If I want to love someone, I will.
我就不爱。
If I do not want to love someone, I won't. If I want something, it's mine. If I don't want it, it's mine. I am the Lord.
唯独良心在里面。
But only your conscience is not under your control.
到那个时候，良心起来控告你。
And at a point, your conscience condemns you.
最可怕，一个人临死的时候，良心控告他了。
And the worst is, right as you die, your conscience condemns you. You have no time to regret.
良心控告。
The condemnation of your conscience.
你放不平的。
You will feel ill at ease.
有的人把他良心垫在那里。
And some people, they just kind of hold it there.
假装放平了，其实没放平。They're
trying to balance it out, but it's not really balanced.
你可以用好多理由把良心垫在那里。
You use a lot of excuses to hold it up.
你知道良心没放平。You
know it's not really.
宝血洗良心。But
the blood cleanses your conscience.
洗净你们的良心。And
it cleanses it.
除掉你们的死刑。It
does away with your dead works.
什么叫做死刑?
What is a dead work?
所以没有圣灵工作的事都叫做死刑。Everything
that is not of the Holy Spirit, it's a dead work.
连我们祷告都可以有死刑。Even
prayer, it's a dead work.
连我们讲道都可以有死刑。Even
my preaching, it's a dead work.
你以为觉得我们不明觉得有一人一祷告，我们下面都祷告不动了。
Do you ever feel sometimes in a Lord's Supper someone prays and then that's the end?
他那个祷告把死亡释放出来了。Their
prayer, it released some death in our midst.
你说诗歌选的不对。Sometimes
they pick a hymn.
乱选。
It was randomly picked.
有一次我在洛杉矶聚会，有个姊妹选一首诗歌，不明聚会。
Once I was in Los Angeles and a sister picked a hymn.
这首诗歌16节啊。
16 verses.
我们唱完了，不要祷告了。
After we were finished, we were done.
有的人就改唱。
And so a brother said, let's change it up.
那个死亡祷告怎么办？
But then you can do that for a hymn, right? You can change it.
最好的办法。
But what if someone prays?
生命吞死亡。
What should you do?
老年人不受这个影响。
First of all, we should be solid. Don't be influenced.
我自己来得及，他可以唱16首。
Use your life to swallow up that.
我里头选四节唱，还是唱他的诗歌吧。
Sometimes when we pick that 16 verse hymn, we can always say 16
verses. 算了，会了。有人就问他老姊妹啊，你怎么提这首诗歌啊？
Maybe I'll ask afterward.
你们不是喜欢唱诗吗？
And then she said, I asked her, why did you pick this song? She said, because you guys like to sing. So I picked the long one so everyone can sing.
她根本不懂什么叫不明就唱诗啊。She
didn't really get what we were doing for the Lord's Supper.
要越过它。But
we need to overcome.
除去死刑。
We need to do away with dead works.
连讲道都可以死刑啊。Even
preaching, it is a dead work.
我不要你们去批评讲道。I'm
not saying criticize the speaking.
我听人讲道，我好好地坐在那里听主讲话。When
I hear people speak, I sit there and listen to the word of God.
敬拜主的。Because
I'm here to worship.
我要批评人讲道太容易了。But
it is easy for me to be critical.
那就是我这个好处，我从来不批评的。But
the good thing about me, I never do it.
除非他讲异端。Unless
they're not it's hereditary.
他讲对了，我倒好了。我没有好讲好讲坏的问题。It
is not a good or bad message.
我来听到，我来敬拜主的。When
I come to hear the word of God, I come to worship. And when we have the Lord's Supper, it is worship.
我们唱诗的敬拜主。When
we sing hymns, it is worship.
我们祷告的敬拜主。When
we pray, it is worship.
我们讲道敬拜主。When
we preach, it is worship.
我们听到也在敬拜主。And
when we hear the word, it is worship.
那就是个敬拜的意念。And
we have a heart of worship before the Lord.
那个死刑，没有生命，没有圣灵的工作，都是死刑。
As long as there is no work of life, it is a dead work.
宝血洗死刑。
And the blood washes away our dead ones.
叫你们侍奉永活神。
To serve the living God.
我们都快讲完了啊。We're
almost done.
下面第二次的死，第一次的复活。
The second death, the first resurrection.
争取第一次的复活。
You know, just seek to gain the first resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
And overcome the second death.
第一次的复活最好的复活。
The first resurrection is the best.
更美的复活。
The better resurrection.
第二次的死是魂的死。
The second death is the death of your soul.
第一次体的死没有什么了。
The first death, the death of the body, not a big deal. The death of your soul. It is terrible, and there's different orders to death. When it comes to the second death, we need to seek to have the first resurrection. And then we see the appearance of the New Jerusalem. The bride of the Lamb. And the angel says, I will show you. The bride of the Lamb. And when John saw it, he saw the New Jerusalem. And so I don't really believe it is a city. A physical city. It's describing, the city describes a person. This person is so awesome.
基督的心腹,
it is the bride of Christ.
2000年的教会长成了,
the 2000 year church now has grown. And has grown to the full stature of Christ.
可以配基督了,
and it is worthy of Christ.
基督的新郎,
and Christ is
教会的心腹,
church is the bride.
羔羊婚娶的日子到了,
the wedding feast of the Lamb is upon us. And then now we have the millennial kingdom and the millennium feast of the bride. And you put this together with Genesis 1.
创世纪一章,
Genesis 1.
神造人,
when God created man,
照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式造人,
according to our image and likeness,
叫他们掌权,
that they should have dominion.
到了几十路末了,
and then we come to the end of Revelation.
千年国度,
the millennial kingdom.
人掌权到顶峰了,
and it is the domination of man.
羔羊有婚宴,
and the wedding feast of
是神的形象到顶峰了,
the Lamb is when the image of God is completed.
创世纪一章的造人的计划,
and this plan that was started out in
Genesis 1
is seen in completeness in Revelation. And so we together in the wedding feast of the Lamb enjoy the greatest salvation. And we shall reign with the Lamb. And we will rule over all things. This is our glorious destiny. And our message is now over.